My guest this morning is Brian O'Connor. He is the Upland Game Program Manager for the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Rick?
So far, so good. Let's start with what's all involved being an Upland Game Program Manager? How long have you been in that position?
I started in this position back in April of this year, so I'm still pretty new to the position, but part of my roles in this is overseeing the management of our upland game species and some of the research that goes into managing those species.
How long have you been with the agency in total, or did you come on board in April?
No, I've actually been with the agency since 2019.
Okay.
So prior to this, I was actually a private lands biologist for about 4 years.
Very good. Now, when we talk about upland game, how many species are actually under that umbrella for you?
So for Nebraska, we have, as far as our upland game species goes, that's generally directed towards our upland game birds. And for that, we have five different species. Those include pheasant, quail, sharp-tailed grouse, greater prairie chicken, and also gray partridge or Hungarian partridge.
Very nice. I love hunting Hungarian partridge. They're a fun bird to hunt.
They're very fun, very versatile bird. They're not very abundant in Nebraska, though. But they are here, so in very few places.
Now, I saw a recent news release from the Game and Parks that talked about you're collecting grouse wings. So why are we doing that? And I assume it's for some study. So what do we intend to learn out of that?
Yeah, so we've been collecting these wings for quite some time now. And actually, it's not just Game and Parks. We also, a couple of the federal refuges and stuff like that, they also collect wings there. And we share data between all of us. And what we're using this for is we age all the wings is what we're able to do with them. And that allows us to determine the amount of juveniles and adults being harvested and determine that ratio of harvest between the two.
Okay.
So, and then with that, what we're able to do then is it helps us look into some population dynamics of the birds and get a better idea of how populations are doing. So as we see higher ratios of juvenile to adults, gives us pretty good insight on what the production was for the year. So we say a normal year, we're usually seeing like a 2-to-1 ratio kind of juvenile to adult harvest type thing. So from there, we can determine if we had good or bad kind of production off of that. So
when did you get interested in upland birds and decide that this is what you're going to do?
I've had a great interest for upland birds for most of my life. It's actually what I grew up hunting, and I grew up in the central part of Nebraska, and that's what we did. We hunted pheasants and quail, so I've always had a very large interest for upland bird hunting. So
very good.
Yeah,
With my writing and stuff that I do, the office where I do my writing, I have a collection of sayings up there, and one of them kind of, I think, fits you. It says, it's not a job if it's a passion. And I think this may be a passion for you. So
it very much is. It has been from a pretty young age, and it still is. So it's fun to do what I do.
Now, I know you've done this wing collection before. The agency has done it before. Is there any plans or any value to doing it to something like quail and pheasant?
Yeah, the same type of dynamics and things like that can be pulled from quail or pheasants and other things. We don't do it for any of the others. We're able to do some other surveys and stuff that kind of give us a pretty good insight on what populations are looking like with our spring crow counts for pheasants or spring whistle counts for quail, or some roadside surveys, brood surveys in August, and things like that we use. Rather, it's kind of easier for us as an agency to do that than try to collect wings. And whereas with grouse, those surveys, they're in a more remote location for the most part. So that's why it's kind of easier to do the wing collection than trying some of the other surveys. We do do spring lek surveys, some for grouse, to kind of help with population dynamic as well. But so that's one reason why we don't for pheasant and quail necessarily, because we've got other things we use to get the same results. In the past, though, we had done some quail wing collection when we had more of a focused area in the Meridian area. We were collecting some wings in that area, but we stopped that a few years back. So
okay. While we're on the subject of pheasant and quail, what's the population look like this year for those species?
Well, they're looking better. So this year, we actually coming into it based off of our early spring surveys, coming off winter, things look pretty poor, actually. But with the finally getting some of that moisture there from the winter snows and stuff like that, and then through the spring and summer, what a lot of people are seeing, you know, we're seeing great cover this year. The amount of annual weeds and annual sunflower, things like that, that popped up across pretty much the entire state is great for upland game birds as far as reproduction goes. It's great habitat for chicks to grow up in. There was a ton of insects available for them to eat, which is a high protein source that they require
at a young age. Their first month to 6 weeks of life for the poults, that's about 100% protein. Yep. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, the first 6 to 8 weeks, it's like 95-98% of their diet is a soft body insect. So very key. So that huge amount of grasshoppers and other small insects that we had, that flush was great for the birds. So we actually saw getting a lot of reports of high numbers of chicks on the ground and good sized broods and stuff like that for both pheasant and quail.
Excellent.
So things are looking pretty decent. So everyone's pretty optimistic across the state that things look better. Even with a great reproduction this year, we're probably still looking at a fair to average year, though, just because we started with such low numbers this year, coming off the last couple of years of drought and poor conditions, but it is looking better.
Very good. Have you looked at anything in relation to the prairie chickens and where they are and wind turbines? I was just reading some articles from the University of Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. I can't remember now exactly which one, but they've been studying that relationship, and it doesn't look good for the birds.
Yeah, just with the grouse species in general, they have a very low tolerance for visual disturbance. So anything that's not essentially grass, that's trees, turbines, buildings, things like that, they're very sensitive to those on the landscape. And the more disturbance there is, you know, the more they avoid areas like that. So, yeah, there's shown to be some impacts by things like turbines or cedar encroachment and stuff on grasslands to that kind of push and shift the distribution of our grouse species.
Very good. Brian, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning, and I hope you have a chance to have a great weekend.
So, yeah, it's nice to finally see some rain, so
yes, it is. Anyway, thanks again.